talk about what food and the Sharia, it must be something that we continue, that people are very good to come from there to be what after a long time. So this is what is called one through the Sharia. We said it was something that is visible and that will last long. Then he told us this thing what is what. The benefit that comes from that thing will not be something that you intend getting more from Allah from it. That is the benefit that comes from that thing. Take for instance somebody who took this building is an endowment. Which means the benefit of the building, you are expecting reward as long as the benefit of the building continues. So this is what is called work. Masjid, for instance, is what is work. Masjid is what is work. As long as people pray in it, supplicate in it, this benefit, you are expecting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called what is work. So it's like you have stopped that particular thing, you have dedicated it in order to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which what comes out of it. The better thing was something that will lead you, and it was something that will last long. And that is why you can't go get this right. I've watched, I've done what of it. Because it's not something that would bring any continuous benefit. When you get take right, for instance, now people will eat it, and when they eat it, that's the end of it. There's no continuous benefit in it. There's no continuous benefit in rice that you are dedicating, or in whatever custom that you are dedicating. So this can work, it can work. It can only be spoken about with what? With the rice. The meat, to the yam. So you can't say what? It is wakfu. So when you say wakfu, wakfu is sadaqa, but it's what? Sadaqatun shariyatun. A continuous sadaqa. That means the source of that thing will be there for a long time. But it is what? Continuous. And the benefit that will be coming out of it will be a continuous benefit as well. Take for instance somebody who uses the house and says this house is work. It's what work. So the benefit of the house is what? To continue. To be continuous. Not is work for continuous. A car, work. The benefit will be continuous and so on and so forth. So that's why when we talk about work food, but in the Arabic language it means what? Stopping something or detaining something. So when we say work food in the Sharia, it means detaining a property or an item that is what? That has a continuous benefit for the purpose to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the Arabic Al-Wafi, the one who is what? Who is doing the endowment. Then we have what? Al-Mu'un, that is what is being endowed. Then we have what? Al-Mu'ufu Ali, the one that is going to benefit the endowment. Then there is what? Al-Nadir, the one who will be the guardian of that thing that is endowed. There will be Nazir, there is Waqi, there is what? Al-Mu'un, there is Mu'un, Al-Mu'ufa Ali. So, the author, Rahman Allah Ta'ala, says, Barabul Waqi, the Shasta of Waqi endowment. The books of Ahadith. The first one says, An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا مات الإنسان قطع عنه عمل إلا من صلاة صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له رواه مسلم. فالبوك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فيه when man died وانصار القادم died انقضى عنه عمله he did to continue he did cease to continue إلا من فلافين except in deep that after doing three things صدقة جارية a continuous صدقة a continuous صدقة. We said earlier on that waqfu is صدقة, but the difference between waqfu and ordinary صدقة is that ordinary صدقة it may be consumed immediately and that will be the end of that thing. Somebody presents the foodstuff to you and you cook it, you eat it. The benefit of the rice is something that is immediate. It's not continuous. It's not about, but it's not about jariyah. So he says, not about in jariyah. Somebody who is alive, he tries to do the most, and the most after he gets, people are coming here to observe solar, people are suffocating here. Maybe the mosque is a Jumat mosque, people are observing the mosque in Jumat. That's complication. Complicated. As long as people complicate the earth, it's like the person who watch is doing something. It's like the person who watch is still doing it. Only when it's no more alive. So it's like the one that is doing it. And that's what Muslim philosophy was in Qawahimu, Amalim. All the things to watch to continue. Islam is Salahadin, except if the afternoon was preaching. Salahadin, Jari Ekanen. A continual charity. Like monkeys, like building a house for the benefit of some people, as well as others, buy a car for the benefit of, or what for the benefit of, as well as others. Our reason is Salahadin, or when it is behind the knowledge that people are benefiting from. Not if you forget that Allah Ta'ala is no more alive. Yes. Left this world maybe more than 500 years ago. But here in the book Bulugh al-Maram, people are reciting it or reading it day in, day out. Day in, day out before reciting it. So it's like the man is teaching people day in, day out. Like the man is teaching people, then they are. Our enemy is the body. And if they do what may be a case, for instance, now our TV that people are listening to. It's like if the one doing, let me do it in the body. Then the dead one is what? For what I did for all things, the other one got the righteous charge that of the faith for him. The righteous charge. That's what we feel for him. When they say wala in the Arabic language, it means charge. What that means of you. That means the oath of the Arabs now. They say wala, they are referring to the real charge. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned wala in the Quran, it's not necessary words. It means the day of the feeling. But wala in all the things, the other one, the righteous charge. Supplicating for him, Rawahu Muslim. Muslim, the Prophet did. Now, why is the author in Buddhist and then talking about and what? This is because Quran Fatim Jariyatin is what? It's mentioned. Quran Fatim Jariyatin is mentioned. It continues for us. And it continues for the part, it may be what? It's what? Continue to work and you do work for a team, this will work, maybe during your lifetime. That is when you are still existing, that is when you do work. Obviously. So if you continue like that, then you would possibly apply your death to continue. After your death, continue. What about in Jariyah? And therefore, in judgment, it comes in different forms. Take for example, somebody may view the house and say, this house, I intend it to be a place where the Master King will be living. I built this house so that the poor people who come to us will be living. So it's just like the case of the man that it took about 2-3 years building a very beautiful house. When he finished building this house, people in the street, they were looking at the house and it's a very beautiful house. Who is going to live here? Huh? So this man just got out his family one day and said, okay, let us go to the new house I've just built. So I'm getting there, the wife, the children, they're all happy. He said, this is the best thing I've watched. The best of my property. And this thing, I want to make it as a workflow for the Sahara that will be living in it. And all of the wives or the children, none of them want to go against that. They all left that place and they went back to the house that they were living in. That was not as beautiful as this one. For the man said, this is what is the best of my property. And I want to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best thing. So I'm giving out the best of my property in order to get the best reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the wives, because they also have the hard understanding of the king. So they knew what the man intended with us. They said, before that day came to an end, there were a lot of what Mataqin and what and poor people that have come to that place, and there were people who come to that place. Because the intention why he was building things was that was supposed to be a different world for them. So the challenge here is that maybe the house, not necessarily the most, maybe our people need something in the community to say, okay, this bubble I want to watch, give it, that it will be what? What for the people? What for the people? Food at times may be something that works. The Christians or the non-Muslims will also benefit from it. That's okay, this thing for everybody, both Muslim and what? And Christians are non-Muslim, they benefit from it. So as long as what you are doing work, that if you are the one, then you have the more food. What you are endowed with. Then we have what the mawquf alayhi, those who are going to benefit from this. Then there is what nadi. Nadi that is the one that is going to take charge of that thing. At times may be the one in itself of being nadi, or being garden. And at times it may be that it's somebody else that what will give it to. But the fact is that once you say this thing is workful, it's no more your property. When you say this thing is what? Work, it's no more your property. You can't treat it as what? As if it's your property. That's okay, I've decided that, okay, I don't want to make it all, treat this thing as workful anymore. No. When you do that, you are thankful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are taking somebody's work. Because once the citizen is what you become what? Allah's right. It's no more your right. Now you can deny the one, the guardian of it. But it must not be used except in things that are what? In line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala functions. So the other thing, for the generation, or written in Tafa'adi, or Waladi, or Alishin, or the other. A continuous order or knowledge that people benefit from, or whether it's punishing the area, or a righteous child that some people from. Can a book for this can do what? A book, can it do what? If somebody buys copies from the Quran and he brings it into the masjid and says what? This is what? is no more his property. You can't come to the masjid and say what I've decided to watch to change my mind. You know, you can't change your mind. It's what it's what. Maybe somebody buy copies for Bulugan Moran, for instance, now what brings you to the masjid. And then if you watch, walk. That is so much as well. Everybody comes into the masjid, big, rich. Huh? But the person does not have the right to go away with it. It's okay, I'm going to take the copy. And if you watch, a lot of people are not going to touch. But they take copies of some of the books in the masjid. They watch. It's okay, let me take one. They take one. Now, at the time that somebody bought some copies of a Christian Muslim, and put it here. Just before 2 months or so, everything has changed. So how can you take something that somebody has used as work, you not take it home and start making use of it? And you believe that God Allah is going to accept your supplication with that? When it is work. What belongs to the masjid should not be taken home for you. For you. So it's what? It's for the masjid. It's for the masjid. Take for instance somebody this thing of the thing, maybe somebody puts it in the market and you enter, you drink. Huh? Somebody has to say, oh, I want to wash my clothes. For instance, now come here and wash. Now take some water there to wash his clothes. It's using that thing for other than the purpose that was the work is as to be. If you have not put it there, so that once you come here, to get some or get some to go and wash yourself. It's here for people to drink. Maybe somebody gives the mud, for instance, water, or he gives a bottle. Then you want to do something, you want to wash your car, you want to, you know, you can't come to the market and wash. First, you want to go to the market to wash. Because it's not good for that. So you are still coming to that. So the issue is that what? When you say that, only the owner does not have the right to watch to change it. You are telling me this is what I want to use it for. You don't have the right to say, okay, I'm no longer using it for that. No. You have to be for that. Because that is what we work from the law. So, when they said, what it means, you will suffer the knowledge that people benefit. Take for instance, when Ibn Hajar wrote his book, Bulugh al-Maram, not that he wrote many copies, he just wrote the book, Bulugh al-Maram. Huh? A knowledge that people will benefit from. But if you decide to make it what? The work. You make it what? The work. There is a difference between what knowledge people are benefiting from and what? What? People may be benefiting from the knowledge of somebody, but the person has not done it as what? What? But if you write a book, for instance, now, and you take the book, maybe you can say that anything God is what? Only if it is a copy that you have put in the masjid, or you have put in the library. So, if these people who come here, they will read, then they think from it, and what? This is what? This is what? So, and that's why, if you look at the message of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, صدق في جاريه وعلم ينتفع به وولد صالح يدعو له صدق في جاريه او علم ينتفع به او ولد صالح يدعو له ده في ديفنت يعني ديفنت لقد said اذا مات ابن ادم انقطع عنه عمله what about me? If the son of Adam died, he got an amen. That means he can no longer do what? He can no longer do any righteous thing. And he? Because he's dead. The message of Allah is saying here, he can still do something. That's why the fact that God is dead. But what can he do? He can do something through what? So that for him, Jahiliya. He can do something through what? Ilmin, Yudhaba Ali. The knowledge that they have watched, talk to some people, maybe that the one, those that he taught, maybe he taught two people or three people, the three people that he taught, they also taught people, those who also taught people, as long as people are benefiting from this, they will be getting watched. بالدفع من الواجب. وعلم انتم تفعل اولا من صالح يدعو له. The virtual child that God that is supplicating for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَّيْ فَالْإِحْسَانِ لِلَّهِ مَا سَعَى. That if man has not in himself watched, he works for. What he works for. So this man works for this Baba Kachari. He works for ilmi yuntafa'abi. He works for what? وَلَا بِالْصَالِحِ لِلَّهِ. Because he's the one that gives birth to that righteous child that is supplicating for him. After the name of Allah, Allah says in the Hadith, he said, وَإِنَّ وَلَدَهُ مِنْ بَعِيهِ. He said, a child is part of what? In Ba'i. Some scholars, based on this Hadith, they brought up some issues. Take for instance, can somebody benefit from the works of four people? Can he be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the work of some people or not? Can somebody be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With the gift of some other people? Does it contradict this hadith? Okay, explain. How can you benefit from the works of other people? No, we are the hadith that says already, the hadith that says what? وَإِنَّ وَلَدَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. It's what? The child is part of his work. وَعَلَيْتَ الْإِنْسَانِ So man has not accepted what he was for. Now, the reason is that some scholars like Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala used to think that people can benefit from other people. In fact, a lot of scholars they use it as what? That you can only benefit from others except this thing. You can't benefit a lot of things from people. Because of what? وَأَنْ لِسَ الْإِنْسَانِ إِلَّا مَا تَعْ Because of this hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمِ قَضَى عَنْهُ عمل إلا من صلاته. So the restricted what people can benefit. But when we look at it critically, we see that what is wider than that. The difference between your deeds and what you can benefit from. You can benefit from the deeds of other people. So I'm saying that in Islam, in the Masah, that is lying people in Islam, in the Masah. That if man does not possess unless what he works on. So the lamb here, literally insan, is what lamb means, the lamb of what? Possession. So there is no contradiction between you possessing something and you benefiting from what? The means of other people. Take for instance now, it's not mentioned in this hadith that if I substitute for you, right? That I can supplicate for you. Can I supplicate for you? Is that your deed or my deed? Can you benefit from it? So where is the text? Is it included in this hadith? Is our matter of no Adam in Kota Angu? Adam, Ella is for that. So that of the Jariyatim, or Ella is that for Adil, or what are you calling him? Yes, or that. Is that included in that hadith? Then what are you establishing Yad'u'la? If what to put that hadith, it means what? The one who is not this, what else can not supplicate for you? Correct? Because he does not possess me. But it's what else we have in hadith that says what? So that's why The Muhammad moves among the scholars, they said there is difference between what al-intifa, the amal in shart in akar, our nafur, shart in akar. Benefiting from the gift of other people, or benefiting from other people. There is difference between giving and al-amal. And what? And amal. If amal is one thing, but can it benefit from the needs of other people? Can other people also benefit me? So the Muhammad they say, yes, they can benefit from the needs of other people, and it can also benefit other people. That doesn't mean they don't have their own needs. They don't have their own words. They have their own needs. It seems to be his own deed, and their deed to God to be our deed, to be their own deed. So we can benefit one another. And some of the evidence they brought is that what? If somebody dies as a Muslim, what are we expected to do? Would you janaza on that person? Would you be janaza on that? Of that person. Why would you be janaza? The janaza that you are doing, is it going to benefit from it?
Yes.
But something qualifies me to benefit for that thing. What is that?
Being
a Muslim. It qualifies him for that. No, it's not indeed. The janaza that you have done is not what? It's not indeed. But I did salah for that, for him, being qualified for that janaza. So the same thing, when you supplicate for somebody, and the supplication can go to the person. Who will give the person is not what? It's not your father, it's not your mother. Is that clear? So when you supplicate for him because he's a Muslim, who will supplicate for a non-Muslim? Allah has said what? It's wrong. So that's why we have to differentiate between what? The gift of an individual and his benefiting people from his own gift and also benefiting from the gift of other people. So it depends on this scholarly thing. If somebody recites Quran, for instance, now he recites Surah, then he recites the whole Quran, or he recites the portion of the Quran, and say, oh Allah, the reward that I'll get from gifting, oh Allah, I'm giving it out to so and so person. Is that acceptable? Huh? Something said here, something wrong. It's not acceptable. Now, if you say it's not acceptable, what is the evidence? And if you say it's acceptable, what is the evidence? Now what you are saying is that what is not acceptable. So because of what we are handling in turn in the Quran, that is, one does not possess. And I mean in the picture that one does not possess or one will not benefit from something in the Quran except what he does. One will not possess, that is, it is not, it won't be one except what you have done, or you will not benefit except, now we have interpreted it as a scholar has done, that you will not benefit except from what you have watched, what you have done. Now, it is unanimous that that is what an exception from this general meaning of the verse, as we have interpreted it, that you will not benefit except from what you do, from what you do. Can I perform Hajj on behalf of somebody who is not my father, or who is not my son, and I said, can I perform Hajj? He said, yes. Because we have evidence that somebody performs Hajj on behalf of what? His brother or his relative. And this was sanctioned by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or sanctioned by the companion Abdullah ibn Abbas of the Allah and one with the words Al-Abdayka Al-Shubruma. And he was asking Shubruma, he said, what? His Akhin Lawa or Qareeb, a brother or a relative. Then we ask the case of the one who performed Hajj on behalf of what? The mother, or the one performed Hajj on behalf of the father, so forth, or Umrah. He said, so this is what? An exception. Likewise, they exempted fasting, because we have the evidence for that. That you can fast on behalf of somebody, then there is a difference between whether it is what? Nothing. The fast or the compulsory fast that somebody is unable to fast, that you are going to fast for him. So they exempted that as well. So they exempted tobacco. That you drink tobacco, for instance, and what? The reward of this tobacco should go to the exempted that. The third thing are the ones that you have evidence for. So the ones that do not have evidence for, what will knock them, who say that they are not permissible, which was your ancestor in Islam, illa manfa'a. Meaning one will not benefit from something except what he has worked for. So he has not worked for that. How is man going to benefit from the tilawat of the Quran that he has read? Is it clear? That he has not worked for it. Now you are studying the Quran. You want to give to him the reward of the Quran that you have recited. How are you going to benefit from it? Indeed, to be signed? It's not the one that works for it. So you can't give it out. You can't give it out to him. And that has a different thing. Now you are reciting Quran. Can you give out the reward of that thing that, oh Allah, this that I've expected, I want the reward to go to so and so forth. He said, no. But the exemption from this, that is from you giving out your deed to somebody, the exemption that of what? Hajj, Umrah, the exemption that of what? Fasting, the exemption that of what? Sadaqa. Now the Sadaqa that the person did. Now you are doing Sadaqa on behalf of that person. He said, because you have evidence for those ones. So the one that does not have evidence for it, the person cannot benefit from it. So when you go by the other scholars who say what? Wa aqim sabilil insani illa ma fa'a. Meaning, man does not possess, it's not his property, it's not his watch, it's not for him except what he works for. إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنْسَانُ إِنْ فَضَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُ. If man dies, he can no longer walk. إِلَّا مِنْ صَلَاةٍ, except three. And the three things mentioned, their words is ambiguous. The child's words is ambiguous. So the food that comes from that is what? There is no, does not say that what? He cannot benefit except. So let's establish it like that. He can't make what? Exception. But the other scholars said, no. The name of Wa'amitan is Ifani Dal Masa'a, and Ibarbatan is Ifani Kaba'an Wa'amal, that doesn't give me benefit. What it means is what he possesses. Now, if he's going to benefit from what he possesses, but that doesn't mean that he cannot benefit from the works of other people, or other people cannot watch, or he cannot benefit from them. Because we have that when somebody supplicates for you, you say what? The supplication will be accepted. And it's not what? It's handwork. It's not his handwork. So this which means he's benefiting. وَالَّذِينَ جَوْا مِنْ بَعْضِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اِكْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. This is what to ask. Supplicating for them, those who are not preceded. And they are going to benefit from that dua. And that dua is not the handiwork. So one would not say that what? It is because they are what? Because of the iman that they are supplicating for them. Now, can't we say the same thing now that you are studying the Quran? Huh? That if the word of the Quran is going to meet the problem because of what? The Iman. You get the analogy. And that's why Imam Ahmad of no love that I saw. You know that somebody inside the Quran, that the word of this Quran about it, by saying, oh Allah, give it to us so possible. That's it. And this is what the famous opinion of the Tengiyya and some other scholars, where they believe one can benefit from the worship of other people more than information in what in the hadith. Because it's not mentioned in the hadith that what I can supplicate for somebody, that my supplication was to give me. That's why the fact that what is not my father. Whatever I supplicate for him, he's going to what? Accept it with the evidence from the Quran. So why does if I inspire the Quran, it's not going to be, can I give out the rewards? So can I perform Hajj on behalf of somebody? Huh? But it's not in words. It's hard work. So if you think you have evidence for that, that means the general meaning that you have taken that one will not benefit, as we have translated it, that one will not benefit except from the gift. You are what? You are restricting it with what? With the other evidence of Hajj, Umrah, Fasting, that what you have. Obviously. But the last one says there is no need for that restriction. That one is saying that Masa is talking about what he possesses. So something that is not yours can never be what yours. It is what is yours that is what yours. Whatever it is you cannot benefit from other things. For you to benefit from your things, there must be a Sabbath. There must be what? A Sabbath for you to benefit. So, and that is why when Janaza is described, Janaza is what? Observed on a dead person who is a Muslim. The reason why he qualified for that is not because what we are what our love is for the whole, the Runa. We are righteous children, so it's not because of that. It's because of something that which is what? The Iman. Because of what? The Iman that we are being. This constitution. How is it there? So this is just by the way. The one that has to do with what? That has to do with okay, before I go. Now what is it like in the studying the Quran and giving the word? That doesn't mean that if somebody now read somebody to come and recite the Quran. So that's the trap for the concept of Shia. Reading somebody to watch come and read the Quran. So the problem is what? The aircraft, they are. He's reciting the Quran because he wants to get money. It's like somebody, they are going to, they are going. He's performing hard because he wants to get money. To the community power of the disease. So this is what? This is Amal without what? The class. Because the intention is what? Is to reach, so that he can get. It is getting at the target. It's not divine. But it's different between somebody that is performing, that is what Yahoo the Hajj. Yahoo the Hajj. It takes, so that what he can perform hard on behalf of somebody. It takes, so that he can perform hard on behalf of somebody. Now, if you want somebody to perform hard on behalf of the father, and that person, you have to work, keep the person to go and perform the Hajj. What you need to be able to do so forth. So this person takes from you. His intention is not because you want to get money from him. His intention is what? For him to get that thing done. Maybe he decided his watch is also eager to see what he wants, the bodyguard and things like that. So he takes it from you so that what he will perform the Hajj. Not that what is performing the Hajj so as to take it from you. Two different things. Performing Hajj to take from you is what? Other than we do in class. But taking from you to perform Hajj is what? It's Arabic that what? That is with the class. So when you now read somebody to come and tell the Quran that is only when you take the person that watch, you will say the Quran. That is the intention why you're coming to study the Quran. There is no Jinnah. And it's Arabic is doing So this is not what scholars are talking about. It's just like me speaking. What they are talking about is me sitting in my house now reciting the Quran, and I say, oh Allah, the reward of what I've recited, oh Allah, give me so and so possible. Notice that is not something that has to do with what? In class, it shows the love you have for that person. It's not because it's something going to give me. So this is what people like Imam Ahmad is taking and some other people are talking about. So you don't
leave them for it. To decide, maybe just pleading brother, because when you decide, you can say,
now, I also need to mention between you going with intention for what? From intention. And that we are going to tell the Quran now. For so and so forth. Now you have done this ibadah, now to okay, Allah, the reward I will get from this. It is after ibadah has been done. It is yours. The recitation that you have done is yours. It is yours. But you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit this person from this ibadah that you have done. You understand? That's a time you are removed from what? From your account. Something like that. You know the case of those people that were trapped in what in the cave. And each of them they engaged in what in righteousness. So Allah, if we you have not so and so for your sake, then save us from this. Now they are using what they have done. They keep the ibadah for the sake of Allah subhanahu, they did that what they now use it for something like this.
But they still have the word of that.
And they have seen word of the deed, but they have taken so much in word of the deed, what?
What are the means to have to talk to the as Kawasu?
And it's not the same thing
you are talking about. It's out of your hands.
Why is it the same thing you are talking about?
So, you know, because we are in Nigeria. Those words you say, they are using their deeds to be talking. And this one is out of your hands. You know, the word for somebody. We can't not be in Syria, in Syria, in the region of Syria. We are asking for help of our parents that people are in. Not the general sense, okay? How we benefit from what we have. And we are seeing the effect we have been. So this one is there, who? One of
you? But I'm not asking for the question. What I see is that, what did I see from that? What do you see in the human of the public life? Apply to the one who says that it's not the one who says that. But, you see, man, apply to the one who says that it's not the one who says that. What do they mean? I mean, who is the one who says that it's not 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 the one who says that it's
not the one who says that.
No, I don't understand that. What do you call who is the one who says that? And you know, the man has said that.
What is the meaning of the ayah? Does the ayah mean that what? You will not, man will not benefit except from his deed? Is that the meaning of the ayah? Okay, what is the meaning of the ayah?
The meaning of the ayah is that man will never benefit from his
deed. Except his deed. Now I supplicate for you. Are you going to benefit from my supplication or not? Is that your deed? So which means the ayah, you are not taking it. That is general meaning. You are restricting it because you have evidence that what? I can supplicate for you as a Muslim. In fact, we have evidence in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ جَوْمِ الْمَعْدِينَ يَقُولُنَ رَبَّنَا إِلَّانَ وَالْإِخْوَانِ الْصَرَفُونَ مِنْ إِيمَانَ. So we have a meal. So you have a sickness now. So, is there any other way we can interpret that ayah that will not call for that restriction? The lamb here, is it lamb will milk, or is lamb that shows it will, that it will not benefit? So this is the deal. So the other caller, they said, the lamb here is lamb will milk, that he's only possessing what he does. He possesses what he does. Now, possessing what one does is one thing. Now, the issue of benefit, can I benefit from what I do not do? Can I benefit from what I do not do? What is not my own handiwork, can I benefit from it?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm benefiting from your dua, though I'm not the one that you teach the dua. Oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, I'll help you. So, I'm benefiting from what? From your prayer, but it's not my, it's your own work, it's not my own work. But there is a reason why I'm benefiting. And that reason is what? So maybe I've done something to you before you are supplicating for me. So what you do in this is your own work, hard work, it's not my own hard work. It may be what? A kind of what? A kind of maybe reward from what I've done. If it is as a result of you loving me, you just try to supplicate it for me. If it is as a result of my work, generativity, which is what? Which is the demand that I have. So if it is as a result of my generativity, which is what? The demand. So somebody is now reciting the Quran, for instance, is now giving the reward of the Quran to me. Why is he giving the reward of the Quran to me? Because of the demand, he gets it now. Just as he's given that to us, to me because of what? The demand. So some of the brothers have said, they said, no, we should not go beyond what we have evidence for. So some said it was only Hajj, Umrah, Sadaqah, that's what, and what? Some fasting, not all fasting. They believe Nadu, for instance. Somebody that vow that he says to fast for Allah, but the person is unable to fast, he watch, he dies. That is to feel that because we have evidence for that. Why some people say, even if it's not compulsory fast, if the person is unable to fast, apart from not to raise the Ramadan, but is unable to fast, you can do it for yourself, but if you have. Why some included what? Even Salah. Some people included even what? Some other things. So I've just brought what the scholars have said on this. That is from the time of the Salafi story. When you say Salafi story, even after this part of the Salafi story. And that is his own position. It was by Ibn Taymiyyah and many of the Saudi scholars. Now, in your opinion of Imam Shafi'i and Imam Nawawi, Sheikh al-Albani and some others. But the point is that what? In the preaching, for unlisted in Sahih al-Masana, to be that what? That the hadith, in the Ahmad al-Masana, in Qabar al-Amr, to be what he did, you have to extend it to cover who was his iman. If you not extend it to cover his iman, there are some things that you will not be able to watch. And we have said that this watch, one will benefit from them. So that is just by the way. So the issue is not
the iman is not mentioned in this.
Iman can never be. Somebody dies, and the janazah is observed on that person. Is it going to benefit from the janazah? He says, yes, it's not mentioned among these three things. But if all are here that is going to benefit from it, why is it going to benefit? Because it was the mu'min. That's the reason why it's going to benefit. Okay, somebody now is like supplicating again, Allah bless you and so Allah, forgive you, oh Allah. Huh? Apart from Janaza, I just decided one day I said, oh, I said, what? Forest is not married, Rasulullah. Not married, say God, say Rasulullah, may Allah have been. I'm supplicating for you. Is that supplication going to be seen?
Yes.
Why? Because of the iman. So my dua was is entitled to benefit from my dua. Just like that was is not the direct work. What I'm saying is not the direct work. It's my work. But is that thing going to benefit him? Yes, it's going to benefit him. On what ground? What is the basis? Because of what? The iman. So now I said the Quran, I say, oh Allah, the reward of this Quran, oh Allah, give it to Surah Sukhra. This is the issue we are speaking about. So some people said, no, the Quran doesn't enter. It is only what the Dua that enters. The Quran, no. Sometimes what I tend to watch, the extent to the Quran from this, is the deep. The Dua that he does is what? The deep. So this is just by the way. So when we are going to be reading from something, we know the areas that we are going to be reading from. But we all agree on what? On somebody now hiring somebody to come and test the Quran, this is what? This is bigger. But somebody presenting the Quran willingly, after that he now decides, after he has been fighting, he now decides, oh Allah, the reward that I'm going to get from this thing, oh Allah, give it to so and so person. So this is what we are talking about. How do you say it?
Sometimes that will be from that person who...
Yes, the fighter.
So I cannot say, you finish reading the Quran, but I look after that.
No.
I can't
do that. No. No, it's not the way of the Tawaf of Solid to do it, you recite that. They are just reading from inception. Now, somebody is citing, Kulu Allah, after his recitation, oh Allah, the word I'm going to get from this. This is what the scholars are in fact on whether the things we want to benefit from it or not. But for us, okay, we are going to gather, we are going to recite the Quran of the soul of so and so person who did us know this, and the scholars are not about the things. Okay, we want to finish the. Now, the one that has to do with what? The topic of work is not Surah Al-Fatih. When Umar رضي الله عنهما ثم ثلاث عمر قال أصاب عمر وعبد بن خيبر. He said Umar رضي الله عنه got the land of Khaybar maybe through the sharing of the books of war. So he got that piece of knowledge. فَعَدَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ. In that case, so the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ, that he's watching the Messenger of Allah to order him to do something with it. يَسْتَعْمِلُهُ فِيهَا. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, he said, O Messenger of Allah, إِنِّي أَصَبْتُ عَرْضًا لِخَيْبَرَ. He said, I've got a piece of man at Khaybar. The Muslim man has gotten one person in the evening. I've not gotten a property that is dearer to me than this plot of land or piece of land that I got in Khaybar. Just like the story of the man that I told earlier, that he built the house for about 2 or 3 years after the completion of the house. He took his family there. And their own intention was that, oh, we are moving what? We are moving out. So when the man got here, he said, this is the best property that I have. And I want to get the best reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm giving out the best of my property. So Umar radiallahu anhu also said what? He said, this plot of land is the best of my property. So he said, oh, the Messenger of Allah from Allah, so I advised him, what can I do with this? The Messenger of Allah said, what? In Shita, Habata Asbaha, Rabba Sambat Rabiha. He said, if you like Habata Asbaha, you do have to, that if you detain Aflaha, the source, that is the land, the plot of land, you will think like that. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qadadakna biha, then you do sadaqa with it. You do sadaqa with it. So that's why the word at-tahdeed or at-tawdeed or at-tawdeed or at-tawdeed or at-tawdeed, all this should be used to refer the word for endowment. So the book of the Bible was in Shinta, Habakta Aflaha, if you like the source, that is the life itself. The word is dedicated to endowment. What was the doctor? Then you do sadaqa biha with it. So the plot of land was cultivated, and Umar of Allah knew that this sadaqa with what came out of it. قال تصدق لي عمر. عبد الله بن عمر said, عمر بن ابي صدقه وليد كان اسمه بالقدس. نو said, صدقه الجاريه is any item or any thing that is visible that you are going to endow, and the benefit of that thing will not be something that we see immediately. It's something that is continuous. Then it's called what? Sadaqa Jariya. It's Sadaqa, but it's not Sadaqa that is what? That you just see. Sadaqa that will continue. So Umar says, فَالصَدَقَ لِعُمَرُ رَبِّي صَدَقَ غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يُبَعَ صُنَا. That is what Allah said to Umar. That his source should not be sold. Since you are giving to Allah, so you should not come and say, what I've decided to take that thing back. There are no Laruba Asuna. The source will not be sold. Walahu Rasul. And the source will not be inherited by your children. Walahu Rasul. And this will not be a gift to somebody. You say, I've decided to give out a plot of land to somebody. No. You have done it literally in land. So it is literally in that. You do not have right to give the gift. You cannot give somebody what is not yours. Can you? What is not yours, you can't give it out. So the land, since you have done actual feed, is no more yours. You don't have food on that land, is no more yours. It's Allah. So what are you done? You cannot tell it. You only tell what you possess. Or what the possessor or the owner has given you the right ones to send. What are you want? And it's not something that you give your children to want to inherit. But the fact that we have, who wants to survive with this, is to follow that lot of land that was cultivated, that whatever crops came out of it, the Fukara should be coming to it from there. But the Kurva, likewise, the relatives, because and eat from the food. But the source is Allah. But the food that comes from it, so it's meant to feed the Fukara, also the relatives. When we say the relatives, it is also possible that the children of the person also benefit from it. And that's why somebody may say, for instance, that this building is worth from the Abnan. This building is an endowment for my children. An endowment belongs to Allah. But who will be benefiting? Who will be what? Benefiting from it? My children. By something wrong in that. This is different from what inheritance. Inheritance is a fire. But what you have to do what? Have to do with you giving that particular thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the profit or the promise of that thing, it will be there of what is going to be for your children. Because then it is what for my children and what my grandchildren. So when you die, your children, almost while you are still alive, your children will be benefiting because you have what made it an endowment for them. Then after the death of your children, your grandchildren will take over like that. So they have existed the benefit of this particular thing to to your children. And they can't reward for that. But what is that when your children are no more alive, and if their own children are no more alive, that means who is going to benefit it? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Now this thing is the data that color is agreed. Who is going to benefit when those that you have mentioned are no more in existence? So some class have shown that it goes back to what? Based on man. It goes back to what? Based on man. Because it was Allah's property. Some of the opinion that no, this will be what? It will go more than Masakin. So you are not making the Masakin. But when you talk about solar for generally, in terms of solar power, it will come out of Masakin. So it goes back to what? To the Masakin. Because those that you have specifically mentioned are no more alive. So, and this is what the Lord is called as favor. That in the absence of those that you have mentioned, the one future of what? Like my youth, will go to those that ordinary solar power will also go for. How is it done? So what I'm saying in essence is that what is Qurba? Qurba for the Allah is said what is related to also what benefiting from it. What do we call likewise they should be taken from the throne to set free slaves. But if there is Allah and what they should be taken from this to spend in the cost of Allah. What is the cost of Allah here? Huh? The jihad is the jihad at work that is mentioned here. Because when you say peace of Allah encompasses all righteousness. All righteousness what? Peace of Allah. But what is the peace of Allah is what? Specifically mentioned. After some things have been mentioned, after all good things have been mentioned, then the Israelite is mentioned again. That is the Israelite is what is referring to what? Yeah. Jihad of what? Jihad of faith. The jihad of weapons. How to play. So when Allah says, Inna Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wa Nasrakeen wa la'amidina ala wa sulli form. Huh? So kind of, he said what? Wa fi the Israelite and what? Fi the Israelite. So it has been the Israelite meant there is what? For masjid, for madrasa, for finding the rules, for the... Because that means there is no what? There is no point in mentioning Nama Sona Khaj, the Bukhara, the Masrakeen. What I allow you to say what is Nama Sona Khaj? It's a reason now. When we don't do things, we have to fit the deen in that. So, this will be what? This will be depend to one of the things that Allah which is what? Which is what he has. Then after that Allah mentioned what means to him. So which means the things that Allah says what? So he said what things that Allah says likewise, things that Allah. What does it? When there is what? When we are dead, they also what? They have to come in. لَا يُنَحَ عَلَى مَنْ وَلِيَهَا أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. So the one who is in charge of it, that is the Nabi, that is not saying if he eats from it. And Yaqula Mina bin Ma'ruf, but he eats with what? With good. In some way, when you take a sadiqah, if he eats from it, the friend of it, Ghaira Mutana willing man, without now taking it as what is proper, without what? Taking it as is property. So, what Umar Allah teach? In one other hadith, Muzun Abu Ghraib, Umar Allah said, the Nabi, what happened is only during his own lifetime, he was the one in charge of it. And people that he has mentioned, will benefit from it. But after his death, he said, Hafsa should be the one in charge of it. Hafsa was the daughter of Muhammad of Allah. So she was the Nabila, the one in charge of it. So that's why there is no harm in the owner of the one who being the one that was controlling it, or he appointing someone that will be in charge of it. Who is that person was? It's one of the children, there is no harm. Then there is no harm as well in one that is taking care of it. To eat from this, in what? evening in a current honorable way. Then after Mr. Not willing, whether after the accident, just like the one in charge of the wealth of the orphan. So if the person is poor, he can be poor from it in the way that is honorable. But for you to watch, to take the wealth of the orphan as something that should be investing in watch in business. And your business is risk. In that case, you are trying to destroy what to eat, take from it little. So this there is no harm to be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said watch in the Quran. So for an kind of the year, on your back. So whoever is the need, should watch, should employ Rizqah. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَكِرًا فَلْيَعْقُ بِمَعْرُوفٍ Who is poor should be to watch ma'ruf. It doesn't mean it's applicable to the one who is in charge of work. Because it's going to devote his hand for this thing. So it takes maybe an handsome way from the work. There is nothing wrong in it. But for one to not believe in an handsome way, this is where it's causing life. So some people they see it as an opportunity of work. Taking it off. And that's why, for instance, maybe somebody is in charge of what? Building some mishra'at, like building masjid and things like that. Digging holes. So those that are given out to the must admit that this person is going to leave something to engage in this thing. So they should not be expecting that person, okay, he's going to be preserving in that. Because he's going to leave his own job or his work to engage in this like this. And the digging of borehole, the building of masjid and so on and so forth, to send all these people that are working. So the world of working entitles the benefit from things from people. Unless this is the time to watch. How is it playing? So, Umar of Allah mentioned all this, that it can be, the Messenger of Allah said, there is nothing wrong in that, today Mutamah will without not thinking it as a property, that will not be as no personal property, no. But when it is from him, with Ma'ruf, because he has voted in time for it, there is no harm. And this is part of the beauty of the Sharia. When people are asked to go for what? The collection of Zakat. What is Islam? What is Islam doing? Islam said what in Namah Sadaqah, the Fuqara, the Masakin, was Aamin in Halimah. Those that have been appointed by Islamic authority, to watch to collect the Zakat. It's not that they will take from him what he like, it is the authority that will give to them portion what to be watched and not for them. When you go for money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them what? Ghanani. The goodies of the world, the take of the goodies of the world. And that is why the hadith that I read some other sometimes ago, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man is guardian in that room, he said it is that. There is no guardian that is a truth that to go and do jihad and the world protect them and they get what? Ghanina. Illa fa ta'ajjalat aw ta'ajjalu sulba ajri. Except that what they taken to turn of their reward. To turn of what? Their reward. So the many one thought of the reward will be for what? The other. That is the true reward for peace and peace and love. If it's for the sake of Allah, for at the same time Allah has promised them the Iman in this world. That is, if they have the Iman, they have what? To take the Iman. Yes, there is no reward awaiting them in the other. But if they say that if by not winning the battle, maybe some of them are open wounded, I think of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said what? They will take their reward from this. But they didn't get anything in this dunya. So what they are supposed to get in this dunya will be added to what they are supposed to get in the hereafter. So they get complete reward. So this is the way Islam looks at things. But today, a lot of people that I want into being something of the awqaf. Take for instance now, and to do work for the Nazi, for instance, or the bow. I say, okay, this is money. This money is going to go out to work. But I don't have the time to do the duties myself. So I want you to watch to take care of this. I want you to take care of this. So I give you the money. Now that I've given to you now, it's going to take your time. Maybe you'll not be able to go to a place of work and things like that. So a lot of those who are using this martial arts today, they expect that you should not get anything at all. Huh? So that you should do it feasibly in that. And the feasibly means what? You don't get anything. Because they are also giving out their own money for this thing. So you should also be ready to give out your time for this thing. Now it's not a much. So if you know that you can give out your time as man as what expected from you, you tell him you can give out your time. That it is going to affect your work. Then the man should not give it to somebody else that is ready to give you the way any watch. But for you to watch, to take it, then you want eating from it. Then when the man learns that what you are eating from it, they will not watch from them. So this is what is something that is not fair. So you have to be straightforward and continue doing that in the shuru to you. Think for instance, you say, okay, we are for collecting donations on behalf of the maybe the widows, on behalf of the orphans. Then you are running here and there, running here and there. As you are running here and there, you are what? Taking some money out of it without you being much monitored. You can pocket out the amount you need, you can watch the amount you need. And do what you say you can do. You have to be open to those that you are collecting from. That, okay, whatever you give out, 10% of it is going to be ours. So give 10% of it yours. You can calculate it because my own 100,000. This is my own. So you are what? You are paid. But when you present it to the people that are especially like, but your intention of saying is that you have tried many jobs, you have not been employed. That's not okay. Let us look at maybe trying to collect a little bit more on behalf of the widows, on behalf of the orphans, so that you can be making some money out of it. That is the right, the intention. So this good deed comes to your mind, not because you are interested in the good deed, because you are interested in what? In the method of making money. And know that you are going to collect money from them, you are not being straightforward to them. You never told them that what? So amount is going to be yours. So they are looking at it as, mashallah, this one is trying one life. He would have devoted his time to it. This is the way they are looking at you. But you are not open to them that, oh, I'm also taking some percentage. This is what people will be teaching. So on the side of those who have this word, the donation, they should not be looking for those who will be doing it without collecting anything. Because it will have the cost. The you that are also doing it, when your intention is that you want to get something out of it, they blame. Let it be open to those who are what? Given. So that what? So that they will not eventually accuse you of what? Of having eaten up your... So this is something that is important. But in Islam, it is what? When it comes to eating of waffle and things like that, so it is permissible for you to eat, if you are the one that is in the guardian, to eat from it, rather than not willing, not taking it as a proper that you now invest it for your own personal interest. So now that they must, the head of people outside here, they say what they are collecting, this they are doing, they are doing this, and you see a lot of them just picking up the money. So bringing evil interpretations to speak on the words of the people. No. Allah says to give them to those who devour the words of the offer. He said in the Levina, Yaquluna and Wala Yatana, those who have never Yaquluna people to him. Now, those who are eating the words of the offer, those men in Egypt. No Yaquluna people to him, the Tuni in Nara, it is what started by eating in the stomach. What Islam allows you to watch, to eat from, the rest of the offer, the now if you are in need of it. But what you are eating is to don't learn, he said what in the way of doing the people doing in now. So the second is applicable to watch the work. You cannot benefit from it as a guardian. Huh? But it's not something that you watch if you are in need. It's not something that is nothing or appealing to watch with your property. So that your children will inherit that value. In Allah, some people, when money is built, for instance, now, the money is built as a worker. And maybe as the one in charge of what building the masjid, and a student of knowledge, and made imam of that masjid, and made imam of the masjid. If I die, who is going to be the imam of the masjid? Huh? My children. So this is what? These are things that you want to. So there are a lot of mentality that have been built and somebody has made what? The demand. So you believe that automatically after the death, the children become what? So this is not something that when I grow up. Life. It's not something that what is automatically becomes what? And because you are denied, it doesn't mean what your children should be automatically giving. Then I'll be more room. So if somebody says, okay, I'm building this madrasa for instance now. I'm building this madrasa, and you are denied of the madrasa, then after your death, your children should be what? This is what? The statement of the one, the statement of the one that what? That has done the work. When the person has not said what your children, after your children should be the what? So you can't watch, you can't be your children. So this like this is also understand then when it comes to the issue of what? What? What food? Lalbao? Wala? Wala you have? Wala you have? It's not something that you say that look, I want to say the message. I want to sell the mother, or I want to sell the car, or I want to sell the bus. As long as the person who has done the work for me, makes the work is work. You can't sell it. You can't give it out to somebody. How will you sell? But this inheritance defies because of what? The dire need for that work for maybe to sell it and what? The rest similar thing. Is this permissible? Yes, of course, no, it's not permissible. But the more correct thing is that way it's permissible. Take for instance, like a merchant that is in for that merchant, maybe they need a bigger place. It can no longer accommodate the people in that environment. So they need another place for that. Can they sell that place, that piece of land, can they sell it and not have more money to eat and get another piece of land and build it? Huh? Is it possible? Huh? So I think some scholars say yes, this is what's permissible because it's for the interest of that particular thing. It's not that what you now say, okay, this was my father's duty, but since my father is no more alive, we want to use it to move. They are going, no, we have this. We have places like this when the children of the man will just come and say, no, we are not under any rules as a magic, so we want to sell it out. So none of that. This is what, it's the only of God that one who has given other things and working does not have the right to bend it. Doesn't have the right to give it out to someone. It's not going to be inherited by children. Somebody wants to sell it. So there are a lot of things that people are doing that God, that against the laws and the principles of God work, that we ought to do. Some have said, a lot of reasons are that if you have the one food, or the one if you want to bring the one food, and have the mokuf, the thing that is being endowed, then we have what? Al-mokuf wa'ali. Those that the work is what is meant for. And then if they do what the children, if that is what you have said from yourself, that if this thing, this house is for my work, for my children. This boss, I bought it as work, maybe to carry my children to. Okay, it's for the poor people among the children, it's for the poor people generally. And that's why they say what we have, what is called waqfu na'am, general waqfu and waqfu khas, specific waqfu. So if somebody has mentioned to some people that this is what is waqfu on them, it should not go beyond this people. When those people are no more alive, then according to the strongest opinion, it goes back to what? In the name of the Prophet, the Quran, and the Prophet, as well said, in the name of Allah. But those that are specifically mentioned, the work will be for them. So these are things that we ought to understand, and things that we can also benefit from the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu concerning the work that we did. And it also tells us how the Salaf is solid, how eager the work in getting the word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them, like Zubayr bin Awwam, did work a house. He endowed the house for his daughter, those that were divorced, from among divorced his daughter. That if any of my daughter is divorced, she's entitled to watch, to live in this house, or until she gets married. If she gets married, she's no more entitled to it. It is funny. But because the reason why it is that God, if a woman is divorced, where will she go? So, and anything can lead to that. But if something like that happens, end up my daughter, she's entitled to live here. But if she goes to marriage, then she's no longer entitled to that. The companion has said, okay, this house is for the poor people among my family. So a lot of our thoughts from the family story that they did. But today, people are not interested in things like that. Not only doing our call for their children, not talk of doing it for the generality of the Muslims. Or doing it for money. We are not interested in that. All that we are after is what? How you are going to work and enrich yourself and enjoy yourself only. So this is what a lot of people are into today. So we should go from the way of the Salafi Salih. If you have somebody who is what well to do, and you have built houses, and sell kids' houses, I'll call for the Fuqara, that people should come, that and give them the business without paying anything. Or maybe if there is okay, this portion of the house goes, should be for the Fuqara or the Masakin. Get this portion, whatever amount they get from it, should be used to maintain this portion. Okay, this portion that I bought is for what? Maybe carrying people. What are these for what? For? And this person, this boxes for instance, okay, whatever money is realized from them should be used to maintain it. So these are things that we should try and look into. As Muslims, Wallahi, we have a lot of ways of being okay. But the problem is what? And how to the problem has to be according. So we are not ready to go by the way of the Prophet saw the way they lived their life. So we are only after our first. So not after the interest of the man. So digging building massages, building houses for the poor, building madari, and so on and so forth. These are things that work that we can maximize the rewards. In the Arab lands, it's common, a lot of them they are interested in building masjid and building and what digging bottle. Masjid bowl, masjid bowl. In the area of madrasa, they know that the support. Madrasa is something that works. One can also do endowment in our house fund. If you can do a call for people to be living, what about what? Being for madrasa, for people who let it be. So the same thing is applicable to what? Maybe people buy boxes and things like that. The only thing that people call is not necessarily that what? It should be only magic. So we look at what people need. You can say, okay, I'm doing this as well as well. As long as that means something that was the benefit is something that's going to be continuous, that will last long. So this is the sort of judgment. So we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us because of Hajj. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك ونعم
every month are they watching, I mean what for no.
Yes, the question is every masjid is what? Every masjid is what? Every masjid once built and hopefully the people will be coming in to pray is what is what. So it's no more yours. So the only reason why you can say something there is because you consider yourself to be the Arabic, that is the overseer, the guardian of the mosque. That's the only thing you can be doing here. For me to say, okay, it is only those that I want that are coming, those that I know want to come coming. No. Don't have that. Once you have built the masjid and you have made it open, people are coming to pray. So you can't say, okay, these people should not come in, people should. But you can watch. You can say, you will not allow something of being hard in it. You will not allow something of mafia in it. Don't give the narrative, the narrative that you have given. If the narrative is allowing something of vision in, you have the right to watch. To stop you from that. You can change the narrative if the narrative is pursuing for things that are against that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why part of the shuhut of what is that it should not be for something that is what haram. It should not be for something that is what haram. If somebody says, okay, I'm going to do a building, and that building will be for the musicians, as what they love. They stand the words, what for the love. For the musicians, no. You have to change that. The children, they will change it, because this will only increase their father in punishment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they change it. And that's the only difference in elders. If the father did what they did, that only maybe a half of my work after my death should be given to Mr. A. Huh? The Sharia will change this. Because you cannot do a fear to somebody more than what? One touch. Any one fear you want to give to somebody apart from the debt that you are owing the person, apart from that. But you want to give someone who wants to appreciate what he has done to you naturally, you are given him half of the property now, after your death. What is going to do to your children? So do you watch in the eye. So anything more than this is not invested. You will drop back to watch because I'm going to do to suit. So now talk about what somebody should do. This thing is for communication, this thing is for the footballers and so on and so forth. So all these are not our fault. They are things that one gets things from. So if something is done in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctioned, then we should watch the obedience. Allah.
When a man dies, the children will try to make it proper.
The
children, they want to make part of his property to
okay.
So, is that going to be not the children are going to happen that?
Now the question is, if somebody dies, and after the death of that person, a treatment is trying to make part of his property as work, is that permissible? After the death of the man, the big one is no more his, is that of the children. So if the children come together, that they want to make, they all agree that it should go to work, it is work. It is work. They are the ones doing what? The work tonight, not the father. They are the ones doing work. So they cannot say what the reward are they get from this. That they want the reward to go to their father. As what father comes. And this is what father is father. As what father comes? Yahweh. It's father comes? Yahweh. Even when they are no more alive, the reward still goes to continue. And the reward will continue to meet their father as their self. These are two different things. The father doing Sodha Kof Jariya is not the children doing Sodha Kof Jariya. The father doing Sodha Kof Jariya with the intention that what is getting the reward. The children doing Sodha Kof Jariya with the intention that what the reward to be coming from his goal to their father. For
now.
Now the question is, the hadith says, "Our ilm in yutafa'ali," or knowledge that people benefit from, that the person has left behind. Is this the Sharia knowledge, that is Quran, Fiqh, Hadith, Aqidah, or a general knowledge? Whether how to mix some things and so on and so forth, mathematics, English, and so on and so forth, all the powers. There was knowledge as well. So this includes not all these things, English, mathematics, physics, chemistry, they are not things that ordinarily they are to be used to seek the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not things that ordinarily they are meant to be used to seek the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things. But with the intention of the one who is seeking out this knowledge with intention. Maybe you have intention that, okay, I want the Muslims to have what knowledge of physics so that they can do this and this. I want them to have knowledge of mathematics so that they can do this and this. So that what we have the Muslims who can do something like this, that we will do invest on this and so on and so forth. Now we have had he has tied to this thing of dunya, good intention. He has tied to this thing of dunya, good intention. The intention of what? Benefiting the Muslims. Or someone who is learning mathematics, learning physics, learning chemistry, learning all this, with the intention of what? Benefiting the Muslims. With the intention of what? Benefiting the Muslims. He has tied to this thing that ordinarily is just something of union. He has tied to it good intention. Inshallah is rewarded for this intention. Take for instance, by someone who speaks, if they are the one who is speaking, Huh? If you sleep with them, what do you do? If you work, it's mobile. If you like, you don't sleep. As long as what you don't have yourself, there is no worse punishment for you. If you like, you don't eat. As long as what, there is no work. You don't harm yourself. You are not going to be punished. Now you are attaching to something that has to do with what? Ibadah. That something that has to do with what? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to speak quickly so that what I can get a chance to what observe about the sukkah. This is what good intention. I'm speaking so that what I have chance to do my Ibadah. And that's the call they encourage us that some of these mubahat things that are permissible, marrying, sleeping, eating, and so on and so forth, these things we can get a lot of reward from them by having good intention with them. There are things that ordinarily they are not meant to watch, they are not meant to get reward from. If you do it, or if you do them, no reward. If you don't do them, no punishment. As long as you do not harm yourself, somebody says that it's not going to matter because it's not interested in what? In winning. No punishment. Because you have not attached any intention. When you say, look, I'm not going to marry because I want to watch. I want to move close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to be back. But somebody says, look, I'm going to take a second marriage or a second wife or so. Because I don't want to commit dinner. He knows that what his body cannot maybe is not satisfied with one woman for instance. It's either he does this or what? He goes out to commit what? Dinner. That's okay, let me take the second wife so that what? I will not be tempted and falling what in dinner. Good intention will be rewarded for that. And that's why Mr. Balas was particularly and to go for that one. When you ask the God to come to the head, you get sober. The companion said, what I ask you, I do not, Shahwanda, we have not to have it. So are we going to enjoy our very figure you want to be? Messenger of Allah said, Araita la wada abdi haram, a kana he would do. If he put it in haram, he didn't think he said yes. Then what can I say, la wada abdi halal? So if he put it in halal, then he gets what to be what? Somebody is not fornicating now, he's not fornicating. Let's say he can't be for this and now. He doesn't humanize it. What is his work? Is he going to get reward for that? For not humanizing? Is there anyone for him? No reward. But will he be punished? Because he's not humanizing. He wants to fornicate, he didn't perform adultery. So he won't be punished. But he will not get reward for not fornicating. But there is no sin. Does not fornicate, does not commit adultery. Will the Muslim be rewarded for that? Yes. If he runs away from those things because Allah has prohibited them. A kafir runs away from those things because he doesn't like them. A Muslim runs away from this because what? Allah has prohibited them. So if a Muslim runs away from those things because he doesn't like it, no reward. But if he goes away from them because Allah prohibited him, there will be reward. So things that are what Mubahat, there are things that we can work with demand with good intentions and gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the real means you suffer at it. Mathematics, chemistry. So if your intention when you are learning it for teaching is that the Muslim should watch, so yes, Allah will reward one with a good intention at one hand. But ordinarily what makes our life is referring to here is removing the knowledge of the Muslim.
Now,
I
have I'm still taking some children from them, but I'm teaching them. There are some that say they don't have money, but I say allow them to be saved. Because if I leave you, you will go out and do bad things. So I'm not allowing them to be saved. I'm taking some money from some, that's not the Lord. Yes, they may even be later.
Or they may not be.
I did them because they should not go ahead and be doing bad. So, am I going to be rewarded on that?
Yes. If your intention is that God took it, they are supposed to pay, but you give them respite. So, for giving them respite, you may be rewarded for that. For giving them respite. Instead of what? Making things difficult for them, to make things easy for them. So you get what? Rewarded for that. What is the, what was the intention when you built the money?
Having good intention and
then just that good intention is what?
Enough
for... Yes, that good intention is what? What is the good intention?
Why do you give the money?
Duties for people to refrain and to get the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it is intentionally or not, whether it is intentionally as one or not, magic is one. Magic is one. Now the goal that somebody does, why did he do this? Why did he do this? For people to be, and he knew that this would last. Eh? So this is also what, if his intention is that some people will benefit and he's bringing together pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? Whether I mention what or not? Because intention is what? To get the word from Allah. Huh? And for people to benefit. People to benefit, so you have the moral, which is what? The source. And it's something that the benefit is what? Continuous. So people are tapping the benefit. Why did he do it? For the sake of Allah. So this is what? What I mentioned was or is not mentioned was. But somebody may dig a bubble for people to benefit. It is continuous, but you don't have Allah in mind while doing it. Huh? This house, the kufar. Or somebody who calls himself a Muslim, he did it all for show off. So no reward for that. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though people are benefiting, the benefit is continuous, but he didn't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why he was doing it, he did it for the sake of what? Show off. So no reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is this? Or a man that does it for the sake of Allah, for people to benefit, the reward is continuous. Huh? Will he get a reward? Huh? A company. He does it for people to benefit. And that means yeah, God is what? It has a continuous benefit. And it does it for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. Okay, yes, you get the reward in this world. I'm going to talk about what Allah says. He says, after the time, for you have to have another Muhammad and Eli to do. As we can't be, we give him the reward of what he has done for the sake of Allah in this world. Hatta ila hafdi al-akhira, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ يُزَّى بِهَا. So the Lord Yama, you will not have any hasana that was rewarded with. فَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلْتُ مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ أَبَعَدْ وَلَكِنَّ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ يَعْصَرُوا ظُمْآنُ مَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا لَمْ يَجِدُوا شَيْئًا. So if the Kafir does something for the sake of Allah, he will be rewarded for that thing again. Somebody be the castle, he will engage in the plan. If the years will be changed what? Hasanat. So what about the hasanat that he does? So that means what? You have the reward of the So what is blocking him from getting the reward of the good deed that he has done is what it is kufu. What the kufu is what? And I think there was I forgot the verse talking about for those who believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with what to do. So it involves the kufu that is blocking. So if the kufu is removed, then no, not that. وَبَعَ نَعَوْا أَنْ تُبَّ لَمِنْتَ فَقَاتُهُ إِلَّا أَنْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ. But it prevented the Tawakot and the Tawakot from being accepted and sent the force. That is one. But this is not what I'm referring to. قُلْ إِنَّ لِنَا كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَنْتَهُ يُفَرُ لَوْمَا مَا قَفْتَهُ. That is the first commandment to me. That is said for those who believe that إِنْ يَنْتَهُ if they stop from this kufu, you come down now for start. That is what a father will forgive. So then for this ayah, whatever now man took by the sin of the cause, now come on with that of the. So the good is that he took, not if you went those things from what being accepted, except that is believing in Allah. So when we match the two verses together, that is their good, their evil deeds, what we change to watch and command for them. So we see that if we can't do good deeds and have good intentions with it, if we exist this man, this watch will also want their sin, and the good deeds that it will work to be get the reward in the after, not really in this world of power. He has left behind knowledge that people benefit from. So we get him to reward. This is among what the Messenger of Allah, mentioned. Now, I said something earlier when he asked the question, not the knowledge that he got that has to do with the king. Knowledge that has to do with the king, this we have said several times, one should not have any major intention except what spreading the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من تعلم علما مما يسرى به وجه الله. Whoever learns a knowledge that the face of Allah should be sought with, فلا تعلمه إلا يصيب عرضا من الدنيا. His intention of learning it is to get something of this world. He says, much about لم يجد عرض الجنة. Do not have the fragrance of الجنة. Why? Because knowledge of the Quran, knowledge of the Sunnah, Hadith, Aqidah, Hadith, it's not something that is okay, let me go and learn more about what I can get money from people, make money, low. And that's why I call it the one again. Okay, I want to go and take my work, my master's, my PhD, I want to become a professor. So I go, when you become a professor, you get more money, you get this, you have. In what course? It can be 50 years old, you are free. But what? In the discipline of the deen of is the point that is what? That is guiding you. So your intention for learning the deen should be what? It's a full element to know? Yes, earlier. So that people want to benefit, that should be your, oh, okay, you have devoted time to do this, okay? I get some work, some change to also maintain myself. No man. But your target is what I can get money. It is what is. It is evil. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us. Those who are into da'wah, they are into the most difficult and dangerous things. The most difficult and dangerous, because you can destroy yourself. If your da'wah is just to get something from people, just destroy everything. But your intention is not to spread the deen. But you are just taking what you have, what you see, to maintain yourself.
For me.
For each one. You have mentioned a lot of examples. Have you seen that what you maintain yourself from what you do? Say for instance, you are an imam of a masjid and he has given you mukamba, a contestation to your time, you take it. Or the teacher teaching people for Quran, teaching them in social and so on and so forth, they want the compensation coming from the government, from an individual also, you can take. But why does okay, let us negotiate? I'm going to do it back for this this month, you have to 50,000. I can't be taking it at 30,000 is too small. Too small for what? Too small for the job? Or too small for the time that you are going to? And that's why it's dangerous. But nobody wants to teach you physics now and say, okay, it's 100,000 per hour. Yeah. You can't say, ah, these people are lying, you don't have a different. If it pays you, if it doesn't pay you, go. But then you cannot be negotiating, okay, how many hours are you going to, okay, teach me teaching for 30 minutes, how many hours are you going to do? How much are you going to take for 30 minutes? Per hour or? So it's not something that we negotiate. So this what it means is that for you to watch charging people like that, it's better go and wish make out of something else. And if it is worth 20 minutes, you can spare in your life to want to teach people to do, teach them to 20 minutes for 20 minutes. But for you to do that, this I'm spending this thing now, in life on that, this is worth 50 minutes. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have this. So the knowledge of the game is not what you solely depend on to watch to be getting money. And that's why today there are people outside here that is capable of, they have masters in Islam, they have Islamic studies, they have doctors, they have professors. But when you look at them, you don't know anything. Some, the one who has not been meaning in Tanawiya is watch. It's better than them. Because while they were learning, their intention is what we get in that English. Not to want to have the knowledge. The intention is what to get in that English. Because they want to work in that activity. They were looking for employment opportunities for in that English. And that was taken with the meaning, I think in maybe the something of Morocco or something like that, in the operation of Riyadh's Constitution. He mentioned things like this as condemned. These are the people who are doctors of Islam, whatever that they don't know anything. Like the sort of Sheikh Al-Bari, Sheikh Muslim, Sheikh Uzemi. Because the people outside there, the intention is just was to get the facility, and after that they work with it, get money. Not that they want to have the knowledge and spread it to benefit people to watch, to bring ignorance in society to the inherited minimum of
Allah.
telling the knowledge that he has, that he's been compensated for his family. He said, I'm back on the line, as commissioned by Muhammad. He also requested for Sunnati. He was working and he said, oh, he wanted to be the Khalifa of Moshe Khalish. Eventually, he was being the Khalifa. And he thought it was his job to attend to the affairs of the Muslims. And one day he called him and said, what I'm getting is not enough to take your family. He said, I want you to allow me to work for trade with the money of the Muslims. So whatever profit that this brings or that this will be, will be what? Will be shared between me and what? And the Muslim family. Look at that to he don't want to rely on them trades. That's what he trades with the money. So whatever profit he gets, that he gets. the shapes. Some are saying, okay, that's okay, I'll be collecting so and so amounts. He prepared change in the morning. So I think once he comes to give the shape is. And that means Abu Bakr the Allah. The one that somebody gave this. So he, and when the prophet told him the source of that date, he said, as if I did Kihara, sweet thing for somebody's diarrhea. So and what I said to that person, you know, materialized. So the person now compensated him with what he did. Now Bakr put his hand in his finger in his mouth and he made himself to vomit water. Because he now wants that thing that he can eat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? Hulwa the gift or the sweet sayer is what? He is Khabib. He now wants him to decide what he is doing. So, you have to come out of that. So, there are a lot of what some of our scholars are that very pious and they do with what they are. Not long before I read the story of Sheikh Al-Bakr and found out that somebody wanted him to come to Morocco for da'wah. And the Sheikh was happy to go there. So he also had intention that what he would visit some of the archives there, where he had some manuscripts of the deen. So this student of knowledge, who was also a Sheikh, now went to the king then, the king of Morocco then, that we are going to have a big guest in this country, one of the most respected scholars in the world, Sheikh Al-Bakr, so I want you to post him. And the king was happy to post him. The king said they should go and book 5-star hotel for the Sheikh. And what they will also take him to the archives, they will do this, they will be the guest of the king. Now this Sheikh in Morocco was very, very happy. So he now called Sheikh Al-Bakr Rahimahu Allah to give him what his land ID. When he had this, he was very angry with him. He said, no, I'm not coming to that place. Why could he be or anyone of us, what will you do? You are mashallah. If they say for instance, when they see a Jonathan is going to lose a scholar or a bachelor or so is going to lose a scholar, a student of knowledge, now it's not his level, now it's ready. So you have your own interest, but you don't have that experience. His sheikh was angry, he said, no. I want to come and do the hour in what in Morocco, but not at the auspices of the king. And the first time was there, rejected. I don't want. Just I want a brother who wants to accommodate me. So this man is the sheikh in Morocco was disappointed. Why is that myself with that one pizza? How am I going to tell the king that what the scholar rejected the offer? He said, Wallahi, it took him what? Think to tell the king that the offer was rejected. When the king had his head rejected, so there are people like this on the surface of that one must be a very great scholar. And that increased the love that was the king had for that shape. But why to be, I'm not saying Aramu, why to be a lot of voices was, what is telling me was like, now it's ready now. Well, you know that I'm going to tell you so that what is telling me was now it's ready. So the Allah is Aramu and Aramu and Aramu. So that's the Now the question is that he was given a big card and a full book that has a description of maybe app or Buddha or something like that. Now he knew that it's haram for him to put some such thing, but can he give it to the non-Muslim to put him some? Now the hope in which this type of description is what the advert. So when you put it on your advertising, the advertising builder and so on and so forth. When you give it to somebody else, the person is also what? Advertising. So if they give it to you, you see that watch, you return it to say no, this is not. Or you take it and what? You burn it. You take it, you burn it. When you burn it, you are reducing the number of watch of the evil identified. So Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك